and welcome to episode 5 of Comms Noise. I'm Chris, and with me this evening are...
Matt.
Other Matt.
And Ricky.
Yes, so welcome back after an extended Christmas break. We've got 4 of us here tonight. Ben's not around, and we're going to run through the Cardiff regionals, which we all attended last weekend, and talk about that, and then talk about how that's changed our thoughts on where the meta is now, and what we think was good, what we got right, what we got wrong when we were previewing everything. So yeah, how are you guys?
Good.
Recovered after
the ordeal slash
how many players?
Intensity.
How many players were there again?
45.
Yeah. 45, so which is 48 bought tickets.
Oh, right.
So we didn't turn up.
That was some good numbers.
Yeah.
It's really encouraging to see because Nationals was 47, right?
I heard a lot of people at Nationals were saying that this regional was actually too bigger than Nationals.
Right.
It's actually currently the biggest tournament that's been in the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
That is encouraging to see.
I feel like possibly with Nationals, it might have registered about 47 people, but less showed up. I don't know.
Some dropped or something.
Exactly.
It's a good sign for Nationals this year, or Euros or whatever first one is.
Good sign for Euros.
Yeah, it seems very popular.
I'm not sure how many tickets of those sold, though. But the fact that there's...
40, probably, I think.
The fact there's one flight is kind of...
Yeah.
It can be tough to be...
They just shoot themselves in the foot, FFG.
Yeah,
like,
tough to play Friday, Saturday if you have real jobs. But thankfully...
I've heard it with other people in game systems. They go, FFG makes something cool and new and amazing. And you go, yeah, I'd love it, but all my money is already being spent on other FFG games that I can't buy. They're just too much.
That too,
and it's the same with tournaments, like... I play Thrones and stuff, which you've been out all weekend, Matt.
Yeah.
But I don't have the time to. I have to use my time to play Armada. I don't have the time to play all their other games, which are all awesome.
I thought this year they were getting clever with it this year. I know with the Xbox stuff they had.
Splitting Star Wars and other.
2 days of Swiss. Yeah. I'm like, oh, great, so I can play Armada Swiss one day.
Yeah.
Xbox Swiss another day.
Yeah.
And I'll see what I get. And I can make it on both. I'll pick. And there's a no. You're playing really annoying. And with some of them, you might not even get to play the second day of Swiss. But the Armada you do, which is great. Which is why I'm playing Armada on X-Wing.
There's a graduated cut on X-Wing.
So you could be out day one.
And same with like...
Cheers to up on the Friday and paying for the weekend. Yeah. But actually, Saturday, Sunday, there's no game for you.
Yeah, and you could pay, what's it, £25 to enter X-Wing and only get the one day of gaming.
But when that's half the expo entry already. Of like
which is another £25. Yeah. So it does...
What if they don't have the numbers? Do you still have to play the 7...
No, it's not going to be 7 rounds of Swiss. It's going to depend on numbers that are registered. I feel like they are going to say, if it gets close to the time and there's not more than enough of 5 rounds of Swiss, I feel like they should just bump it to just one day.
One day on Friday and then give people the Saturday to play or something. Yeah.
Go have a look around.
Yeah, I'd like to spend a couple of days actually at the show looking at the other games sort of thing.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
play 7 games of Armada is cool, but when I'm paying for all the hotels after 3 days.
I guess for FFG's point of view, if they're hosting...
What, money?
Yeah, well, if they're hosting all their big tournaments, all their big FFG games, and then all the other people coming to the expo are going to see, all these great games all these amazing followings.
And it is the Euros as well, and it's not Nationals.
Yeah,
they're trying
to
invite all the continental people...
Yeah.
All the other countries in Europe.
It's just surprising, because the Worlds is done over the course of a week, isn't it?
I think it's Wednesday to Sunday.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't spread it out a bit more like that, because people are already taking Thursdays and Fridays off.
Probably the Monday.
Yeah.
If you've got to travel back, you'd probably take it. Certainly, if you're going out of the UK home to take it Monday off.
If they assigned Armada to be Wednesday, Thursday, people would probably complain that. Can't play
matter.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
No, there's always a game system that loses in that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that anyway. I got my ticket. Looking forward to going.
Still considering it. I don't know.
That's next month's paycheck.
Time off is.
Wait and see how it builds up. Yeah. But anyway, that's a different tournament. So
derailed the conversation.
So yeah, we went to Cardiff Regionals. It was at Firestorm Games in Cardiff, unsurprisingly. I think it's a great venue. I don't know what
really
you guys
good.
Think, but
really
it's,
good.
I've not been to all the UK world gaming venues, all the big ones, but it's the best one I've been to out of all the ones I've been to, I think, in terms of facilities and organisation.
Food was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other great thing that they do is because they put that on and they mention it at the start of the game and the start of the day, you buy your tickets, because which we'll come on to soon, the schedule's so tight. Because of that, they put the food on, it's right there. They know how many people are going to get it, so there's no excuse. There's no like wandering off. Like some people, sometimes you give them a 45-minute lunch break. Yeah. When I used to TO War Machine and stuff, you give them a 45-minute lunch break. There's always somebody who rocks in 15 minutes late and goes, "Oh, I thought you said it was 1:30 for round three." You know, not, so there was literally no excuse.
They did have the rule though: if you didn't show up within 10, that was it.
They told everybody that at the start of the game, and they didn't say you have to go into town to get. They put it there. There was no excuse.
So you wouldn't have time to go into.
You wouldn't have time, absolutely. But,
For a large handmade burger, you know what? Yeah. Not to complain about either.
Good value, value stuff.
A lot of game places they'll warm a panini for you or do a Rustler's burger, but.
Forget the game.
Yeah, we got a proper chef for the weekends. I've been there before for bigger events than that. And
than Mardi Gras.
They get him. More people. I've been like Welsh Open for War Machine, 120 people plus about 8 or 9 press gangers.
And they're press
gang for that. Plus they've got like some magic tournament in the corner as well. They have a breakfast. The same guy comes in and does bacon butties in the morning as well, so you can turn up coffees, bacon stuff. So yeah, it's really
we're all very impressed with
and they got bar as well, so you know, like Ben Moore just got trolleyed in his last two games.
Yeah, he did actually.
He's not wasted.
I was a responsible driver and just had one nice pint. So they do have nice beer on it.
I only found out when I was back in the car the bar existed. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
You fooled.
It's there as you walk in.
I didn't know. I thought it was stylistic.
To be fair, you wouldn't have wanted to compromise your tournament, your final standings.
Spoilers.
You know.
I mean, I guess anyone could have looked up the results by now anyway.
Yeah.
The majority of people, let's be honest, the majority of people that are listening to this are probably were there or looked at the results.
But then
our international crowds, you know.
Might be, but I wouldn't have thought like 45 people wouldn't be that big for like a US. They probably get way more than that. I wouldn't have thought.
Spread out a lot
big
more.
Deal. It's a big deal for the UK, but yeah. I wouldn't have thought. They are spread out, but people will, I guess, and that's probably the legacy of why you have to 5 rounds with a cut to 2, because people will have to travel, so they've got to take the night anyway. Mm. It's not like that in the UK. So yeah, I thought it was brilliant. The only thing that irritates me about it is probably just because I've got family and I want to get home, is 5 games in a day.
And a cut.
And a cut to top 2. So we started at 9:10, I think, Dice, for the briefing was.
Yeah,
half nine was the start first of the game.
Nine dice down.
Yeah,
my opponent for the first round was barely even there. I had to help him set up.
I wasn't shocking.
Very my fault.
Excuse me, who was late last time?
Last time we were late. Didn't really matter, you know. It's just it was just a kit, wasn't it? And now this time your car was late.
But the thing is, last time Matt overslept. This time you were late because you looked the time up and then just turned up late anyway. At least we knew what time we had to be there. We just Matt just overslept. So
there's no excuse.
So yeah, I mean, I think clearly like they want to make it standardised and that's fine. And I think Firestorm staff did do a great job of regimenting everybody, and like we kept to time. We were only about 5 minutes out by the end, which is amazing when you consider all the stuff that has to happen. But I felt sometimes like, I mean, our game, Ricky, first game, we didn't get the last turn in. There was another game. I think I got to turn 5. Matt, you had a game that. And turn 4, which I don't want to start you on because you're salty about it, but we'll come to that later. So people weren't, and I was rushing to, I'd finish, hand my slip in, go and get a drink or go and have a comfort break, come back, and everybody would be starting. I'm deploying, and I'm like, what? Like, I've got no time to catch your breath.
I liked it because it was a full day, 5 rounds, I really enjoyed the 5 rounds. I think if you go to a big competition like that, that's a really nice car. I was fully immersed in my list. It was great. I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
It was constant. There was no kind of sitting around waiting.
There's no way, but like, after beautiful. The fourth one, it was just like your brain was kind of frostbite. I was exhausted.
I've been ill all week. I had a really bad cold. And the Sunday, I felt almost like I'd been. Look, if you've ever played rugby, the first day you go back for your full contact training after summer, I felt like that. I felt like I'd beaten up. Like I couldn't think straight. I barely roll out of bed. Like my back was sore. My hips were sore. Quite probably mostly to do with old age and fatherhood. But at the same time, like I just. Yeah, it was an endurance test.
I think I'm a warped spectrum because round Right, slight spoiler, but for round five for me, had just taken two absolute hammerings. So I was like, okay, right, it's for fun. I got a guy who's really chilled. I think it's called Nigel Gray. He's really chilled out, yeah. really nice guy. We ended up playing a fairly fun objective, was to capture the VIP. And so we actually had a pretty chilled out last game. So for me, it was like a really nice end cap to the day.
Because you... Well, we won't discuss the results.
Well, yeah, I'll discuss the results a bit later. But even before we started, you could tell it was going to be a fun game.
Cool.
And kind of put finished it out nicely.
Cool. Should we...
Yeah, we'll move on to...
Start doing games?
We'll start doing... Yeah, we'll just run through... Because there's so many games, we won't go through each one in detail.
What?
Each one of us will just do our list and then quick result. What faction you played against with what kind of stuff in. Quick results and then any notable moments and a quick review of what you might change in your list or what your perception's changed on. So, Matt, you're going to start us off?
Yeah. So... my list, and after advice from Ben.
Which Ben, Matt? Which Ben?
Edgar.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I decided I really wanted to make the interdictor work, and I thought...
there's no making
it was a really fun list, and I'll probably take it to London, or I'll think about really? It for London next weekend. It was
a glutton for punishment.
It was super fun games. Anyway, it was an interdictor combat refit with Vader. I had tractor beams, the G8 experimental projector, which is the exhaust and slow someone down, engine techs, Captain Nida for the evade token, and interdictor. There were two Architens light cruisers with slave turrets, a Xanti with tractor beams, and then a small assortment of squadrons, which was basically just trying the new stuff with Zertik, Whisper, Jonas, Lambda, and Bosk. Just because I like the idea of those squadrons. Pretty simple idea. You use the interdictor to try and keep people in one place, skirt around them, fire at them from long range with the Architens and get the rerolls off Vader and stack up the damage. In actuality, it's still not effective.
Surprise, surprise, the internet. No matter what you do, it still doesn't work in competitive games.
I think what I saw, so a broad brush for me was that it works if you've only got one target that you need to fuck over.
Yeah.
If you need to slow one thing down...
Yeah, and lots of people don't run one-ship lists, unfortunately.
No, why not?
But lots of people run two ships that are good at close range.
Right.
And I can fuck over one and shoot that one. And the other one does me. So what I played against...
what you need is two interdicts.
I played against a few things... first match was ISD, the Demolisher, two Gazantes, also running Vader, I believe. Or actually, it was Motti, I think. And essentially, I was pecking the ISD to death from long range. But after a certain point, you realise you're not going to kill an ISD. And I managed to kill the Demolisher, but he had done a hero run to take out the Architens. And I lost 6-5, I think, to Ben Riley. Fun game. It was like the first time I'd used the list. great moment to try a first match at regionals.
Yeah, I was saying, took an untested list.
Get Ben Riley, he's a strong player.
No, he was a strong player. It was a good game.
Baptism of fire for the interdict list, though.
I think what happened is he played it well, and he kept at range all game until I sort of ran out of board space, at which point he could jump on me because I swept around the long way, and then after so much time at being at long range, he was like, I'm here.
I have noticed with him, he's very good at playing the board edge.
Yeah.
And I played the other week, and the board edge defined our entire game. I could do this again. Oh no, I can't, the board edge is there.
Yeah.
And then the objective of that game, I was using... he chose planetary ion cannon from my list.
Ooh.
Which is one of the new ones. I was just putting new stuff in to just try it out.
Will you be ever using that again in a competitive setting?
not in a competitive setting, probably.
No, it's so why you could do like 12 damage to them.
It's
if all
could.
Three.
I said could.
And if they have strategics, they just move them right.
If they have strategics, they just move them right away.
But you can.
I hit the demolisher twice with the planetary iron cannons, and it did. It put the threat in, like, because you can hit any shield facing.
Yeah.
So you can. So if he's redirecting and bracing, there's always going to be, like, you know, the smaller ships are going to have one side. But there's just not enough of the tokens. And if the opponent's running strategic, they're fairly easy to dodge, which happened in my last game.
Oh, no.
I played, the next game I played was ISD, Demo, and Architens, with Vader this time. And we played opening salvo. And that was brutal. Because I lost two Architens. No, I lost two Architens.
You know, it's like brutal because I did this, didn't know. It was because I
lost two Architens.
That's how everything was dead round two.
Right. I lost two Architens, but I'd managed to put damage cards on the ISD, and in the last round, my Kazanti put a damage card on his demolisher. So I got a half point and scraped to 6-5. No one suspects the Gazanti opening salvo. With Vader, you're
three
like
dice with
I'll take a blue dice, two black dice, nice. And then I'll spend my evade to re-roll them, and yeah, just gets the herd through. It was so funny. And then my third game, which was my most successful, I played against Avenger, Raider, two Gazantis. There was like a bomber ball with Motti. And essentially what happened, and this is what I should have been doing probably all game.
So what's the same people that maybe just came to our model, Avengers and ISD?
Avenger.
Very powerful.
The best ISD.
Yeah, it was an ISD 2 with the Avenger title, so if you spend any tokens
if you're
something else,
yeah,
you're going to...
You can't exhausted tokens against...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he came running in at speed 3 to immediately get up in my face. Which made me split the Architens, and I just had to. My interdictor was trying to engine tech further and further away from the ISD, slowing him down as much as I could, and the Architens just kept adding the damage cards in, and finally whittled down a Motti ISD, which just takes flipping ages.
Yep.
And I ended up winning 9-2 because I could. He'd chosen opening salvo again, which basically gave me a lot of good initial shots, because I was like, I take 5 red dice, 2 black dice.
I guess the interdict is almost as good as a VSD when you're opening salvo, right? Wow.
Yeah.
and you're only paying 20 points more than the VSD.
And then in my fourth game, I played against a guy running Mon Mothma, 2 MC-30s, 2 Corvettes, there's probably a flotilla, and a bunch of the YTs, is it 2400s? The Rogues.
Yeah.
The Rogues, the super annoying Rogues. That was a really fun game, and he played a really nice manoeuvre that I should have seen coming, but I didn't. Essentially, I made my gun line, I was fucking over admonition, and, like, shooting the shit out of him. Had, like, stripped his tokens, was making him go speed 1, started putting the damage cards on him, and then Foresight came jumping in to the party, to the Architens gun line, and just ruined their day. Foresight was like, you can die, and now you can die.
First player.
Because I have no bid with this list, and the 2 MC-30s he has. And it was like, it accelerated from speed 2 to 4, and he was like just out of range 5 of the Interdictor, so I couldn't track to beam or anything in the previous round,
yeah,
and then he jumps in, torches and Architens, and admonition. I was so gutted. Admonition was sat on one evade token left, and like limping away, and he was, and I couldn't turn into him to finish him off. But he had reinforced blast doors anyway, so yeah. he wasn't in too much danger. You can survive the entire game.
Was hated coming up bridge.
Assuming you don't take too much of that. But I lost that one. Can't quite remember the margin, but it's a fun game. And then my final game was playing against someone running Screed, 2 Gladiators, I think it was three Gazantes and then a mix of squadrons.
He's not messing about with Alice, is he?
Yeah. So Demolisher comes running in to torch an Architens, and I in return put a lot of hurt onto the Demolisher. But then he runs in with the other Gladiator to scare off me being able to finish the Demolisher. And there are a couple of my squadrons absolutely died to his. And there was a moment. My biggest mistake was I could have activated an Architens to broadside a Gladiator that was hurting, but I decided to activate the Interdictor first because I might be able to get a little more damage on it. But he activated a Gamma Squadron, which is a bomber with grit, which I should have looked at. I was like, oh, it's tied up by Whisper, that's fine. And then moves to the Architens and gets the role he needs, yeah.
I kept forgetting all game that I had. All day I had grit on some of my stuff.
it's easy to forget, because, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just that one bomber.
Doesn't seem one to come of the up new that ones. Often.
Yeah. The Lancer.
No, the Gamma Squadron.
Oh, yeah.
The new unique bomber in the Karelian Conflict book. But overall, overall I had... book, what do I mean? A campaign thing. Overall, I had really fun games, and I enjoyed flying the Interdictor and trying to learn how to play it.
It hasn't put me off.
I think out of
it's impressive results.
Out of whatever we say, how many people there were, I think
45.
I think I was the only Interdictor there.
Does that not tell you something?
Which tells me something. It tells me I need to play it more.
With more of them.
Where did you finish that 45?
27? I don't know.
I think if you had it, was it?
So you weren't too bad then. You weren't
I think
leather field.
What I thought is I didn't. Last year there was the acrylic tokens for the edge and the activation counter, which I really like the look of.
Yes.
Yeah, and I sort of played a list and I was like, oh, I really hope I get those. This year I didn't care about the brace tokens and knew I wasn't in the contention for the sparkly dice.
Teenage nail polish dice.
So, I like them.
Even
if they blanked out for you every time on Thursday. No.
Targets.
Accuracies
every time.
They are weighted.
See my blue ones, they just roll crits all the time. We win it for four crits.
Your blue sparkly ones.
Blue sparkly.
They look the most like teenage nail polish.
Goshara, she does alright with them.
Oh yeah, fair, yeah.
We need to swap some around a bit.
No, we're good.
But I didn't really care about the prizes. I just wanted to play a list and play around with the Interdictor.
Practice it. Yeah, I had a kind of similar experience. I just wanted to put a list through the forge and see how it did. So I hadn't play tested it before. And the premise I was going on was a kind of make the choice for the opponent as difficult as possible. So I had no bid. I had a MC-80.
Filth.
Tooled up. It was Defiance. Admonition. It was a bit pared down because I didn't have the points, so I didn't have APTs on it, but other than that, it's standard build. I had Bright Hope with Torrin Farr, and then Dodonna's luxury cruise boat that just flies around the back of the table. And does relays from squadron orders every turn.
For a second, I thought you were going to say you had Dodonna's Pride. I was like, Jesus. He didn't spend the points on APTs.
No,
for the 8-point title.
Why not? And then I had 3 VCX freighters. That's the one with strategic and relay. And 5 E-wings. And then my objectives were advanced gunnery, fire lanes, and sensor net, with the idea being that if you let me go first, I've got ammunition. I'll do you with that. If you go second and you pick advanced gunnery, I'll stick it on Defiance. That's going to hurt you. Or you could pick fire lanes. I'll just move all the fire lanes tokens into my behind Defiance and score them every turn.
Yeah.
Or sensor net, which unfortunately most people would get.
Did anybody ever pick sensor net?
Yes. Everybody picked sensor net.
Everyone. That was the only objective.
No, Ricky picked fire lanes.
I can never bother to read what the card says. It's so weird.
So Ricky picked fire lanes, Sam picked advanced gunnery, and the other 3 guys all picked sensor net.
Who picked advanced gunnery?
Sam, the second game.
Which did you win?
Sam.
Yeah, I 10-1 doing it.
Western Sun. Never pick advanced gunnery against the
NCAA. Ben Riley did it to me.
Never.
Two weeks ago, tournaments ago, and yeah, you got to learn the hard way with that. You don't want to do it with...
Learn from other people's hard way.
You can one shot, well not one shot, but you can two shot.
I took like his architect.
If you take anything from this podcast, just two rules. Don't pick up Mark's Gunnery if they want MC80 of any sort.
Especially if it's defined with XI7.
If you pick Motti, if you pick Most Wanted, don't choose your own ISD.
Don't put it on the most expensive thing.
Yeah.
Let them get the 28 points for Flotilla while you try and get...
I was second player in all five of my games, and I actually tied three people for 400 points for no bid, and I lost the toss on every one.
Oh, wow.
The first game I played, for having gone all the way across the bridge, 45 people, of which like six of them I knew as regular opponents, me and Ricky got drawn again in the first round.
We have to say we played each other the first round.
We played in the last tournament, We played each other in the first round as well.
It's fixed. It's fixed.
So,
well, it's best to get it out of the way early, isn't it?
Someone's going to keep Ricky down. I'll wait a minute.
Ricky had a similar list to me. Well, normally I do. Not this time. You had a list that you had lots of strategics as well. So you picked fire lanes and then nicked two of the tokens.
I did manage to get
them back towards the end.
You did, yeah.
And I basically lost it on the admonition. You killed me exactly.
Oh dear!
And I should have had Lando on admonition, but I had it on defiance, and actually he was useful on defiance. But yeah. I think he would have been better on admonition. You killed me exactly on admonition, which meant I couldn't claim that token or move it away. And then you got defiance as well, didn't you? Right at the end.
At the very end, yeah.
Yeah. So
because it was a bit sketchy because they were right on each other, both of them, weren't they?
Yeah.
What's the defiance do again?
If you've activated already, you add a black.
It's a dice
thing. It's a joint, but like, let's be honest.
Most people are
unless it's a flotilla and you need an accuracy.
Yeah.
You need the blue.
And because I was first player, I was able to.
You're just punishing me with everything all the time. I thought I did a reason. Like that was the other one as well. My E-wings. I had 16 blue dice to kill your hawk, and I left it on one. It had no defense tokens. Regular hawk. If I hadn't died, I could have had all five of them bomb you next turn. But as it was, they couldn't. And your defense was on one health, so that would have made it probably a 6-5 to you.
In one of my games, I activated Whisper, rolled four accuracies. Next round, I was like, right, because I was just trying to finish something off that was on like one or two health.
Yeah.
Next round, I was like, Whisper will do it this time. Whisper, come on, you got this. Four accuracies again. Jesus. And he doesn't get swarm rerolls, so...
What are the chances? That's like some really...
There were some bad dice in this tournament, and Ben Edgar, who's not here, in his final game, which was to basically finish first, he was on top table, he tried to assassinate Biggs with his entire fighter, Alpha Strike, and he rolled 46 blue dice with three swarm rerolls and didn't kill Biggs. Like, what? And he just had horrendous dice. But anyway, so that was, I think that was a 3-8 to Ricky, that one.
Ooh.
Then I... But it was a lot closer than it seems from the result.
You know, I hear that every game I play with my modder.
It can be very, very close.
10-0 was
close. I think especially since Patilla's came in.
Yeah.
You can kill half the visible stuff.
Yeah.
And it's still less than 100 points.
Yeah. Then the next game, I was playing against Sam Perkins, who's a good friend of mine. Played a lot of 30k against him, and he's been into Armada recently. And he was taking a Arcatens list with some fighters. Like we said, he picked advanced gunnery. He also tried to Alpha Strike me with his fighters. They were right next to all my flotillas who just AA'd them. So I had Torin Farr as well. I had Torin Farr next to my flotillas, AA'd them, cleared his fighters out, and then he couldn't get his Architens out because he was concentrate firing them like you do. Didn't navigate them, so he couldn't get them out of Defiance's arc, and Defiance just killed one a turn. That was game over.
Did he pick as an objective?
He picked advanced gunnery because he looked at the two.
I just wanted to double check it was that game.
To be fair, he looked at sensor net and fire lanes, and then he looked at the VX100s and he went, I don't know what that does, but it sounds really powerful, so I'm going to stay away from those two. So I'll just pick advanced gunnery because it's nasty, but at least I know what it does.
So he had no strategic. It's a loss for every one of those missions.
Well, that's the whole point of my list was if you don't have strategic against me, it's a really hard. Tough choice for you to make.
You can't just pure gunline anymore.
We'll come on to strategic, but it's certainly pretty meta defining, I think, potentially at the moment. even though.
Just kill all the strategic things, it's fine. Just kill everything, and then worry about how to win a game.
Yeah. It's difficult because there aren't really a set of three lists three objectives you can take that make it all relevant.
Yeah.
Which is why I got the advanced gunnery in there and tried to do it.
The third one with the red one with the rerolls, but that's not as good because most people are running leading shots.
You
or
just have to take that big ship. You got on.
You're not getting any points. You're not racking the points up.
No.
Everybody's favorite. My favorite yellow capture the VIP. Brilliant. So, plus throwing the VIP round space strategic over there with you.
So the next three games were all Sensenet. So I played against James McGovern in the third round. He had some big fighter ball. He was playing Rebels. I can't remember his admiral. I think it might have been Dodonna, actually. It's a Donna. Anyway, yeah, it was a Donna on his like luxury cruise liner boat flying around the back. And we just had a big fighter blob in the middle. And I managed to keep... I got lucky in this one. It was a lot closer than it should have been. I got lucky in this one. Defiant survived on one health. I flew through his fighter ball and I managed to manoeuvre it. So I only clipped one fighter and I'd put E-wings strategically everywhere so he couldn't go anywhere that wasn't engaged with an E-wing. So he couldn't bomb me to finish me off. It was like an unbelievably close game. So I won that one on 8-3. Next one I played Kevin Horseman, who had a kind of a weird fleet initially. I thought this is a bit weird, but actually it's one of those fleets, and I kind of see this in Armada a lot and I like it. It was really well assembled, just all the good stuff. So it was an Imperial list, Gerard on his Gazanti cruise liner flying up the side. It's the common theme of the day these
God
days.
Damn it.
He had a VSD with flight controllers, a really nasty fighter swarm with some defenders, Gendon to double tap with the defenders, Dengar to intel stuff around. I think he had Maul and Mythyl, that kind of thing, and Jonas as well for accuracies with fully tooled up demolisher. And what's that? What was his fourth ship? Maybe it was another Kazan. Was it another Kazanti? It was an Architens. Yeah. So he had basically a lot of good stuff and it was all put together well. And he was a really good player. We sensor-netted and he shut my VCXs down really quickly. And I was amazed how quickly he killed my fighters in the fight game. Just flight controllers, defenders, just so strong.
I came across during the week in a Karini conflict campaign and it caught him completely by surprise. It was bam,
awful.
Gone.
Yeah. Really, everything. Really strong.
Even the stuff like Shara Bay, she's like, you're out.
With flight controllers, three blues, two blacks.
Three blues, two blacks. Damage output.
They don't
get
swarm rerolls, do they?
No, they don't. But if you don't have brace tokens, if you don't have defense tokens, the damage output is incredible.
Yeah, your average is like at least an accuracy and three damage. Like,
yeah.
It's,
you two shot anything.
And SP5.
And the whole six, you can't alpha strike.
You can have your A-wings there going, we've got this. We always go alpha, bam!
You ain't got this. So,
maybe I should buy more defenders.
They are crazy.
No, they're expensive though, and they're not rogue. Mm. And they're YT2400s, so what? Speed 4.
But you've got to remember, if you kill everything, you can then, just.
They're still bombers. You can still bomb people.
Yeah.
Bombs are blue.
Does it matter with, like.
Yeah,
true. You've got no more soldiers left to stop you. You go nuts.
Still stacked up the pain, yeah.
So I lost that one 9-2, and Kevin went on to win it, actually, which I think was well-deserved because he was a thoroughly good player. He said I could only mention him on the podcast as well if I didn't call him a twat. So, and actually, he was one of the nicest opponents I think I've ever played, actually. He was really, really chilled out.
It's nice when the good guys get
whipped. He was chilled out, really chilled out, smart about the rules. Even though I was tired and I was, making the odd mistakes or knocking things, we were able to. We had a few things on arcs as well that were dodgy and things that got knocked, but we were just able to resolve it in mature, clear way. So that was a good. I really enjoyed that game. Actually, it was probably my favourite game of the day. Actually,
you prefer him to your first opponent, did you?
Oh yeah. Well, this guy turned up on time.
I even got to play him as well.
But no, well done to Kevin. It's good list, and I definitely learned a lot from that game. Last game I played Mark Manwaring. He had an old school kind of rhyme ball demo rhymer ball. And we played Sensenet, and I mean he thrashed me in terms of what he killed in my fleet. But I beat him by like 12 cents in net tokens or something. So I won 6-5.
Jesus.
Because he deployed right in the corner. That's and just cool. came at me from the side. So I deployed like to the right, say to the right of middle on mine. And then he deployed right on my left flank and tried to like put his Roma ball out in front. I gunned him up with E-wings and I killed Dengar. Like I alpha killed Dengar. I lost most of my E-wings to, he had like a, you know, the double demo shot where you do anti-squad from the front, then you jump and then you do it from the back as well. So I lost most of my E-wings, but it held his fireball up for like two or three turns.
That's all you need to get. And then
Defiance was left alive with like two hull at the end. So if I hadn't held that up and gone for that alpha strike, Defiance would have died, I'd have lost. So that was kind of an odd game, and it showed to me how good the sensor net thing is. If you don't deal with that, if you don't shut that shit down, I think I would have lost. It would have been like probably an 8-3 or a 9-2 to him if I hadn't had the sensor net tokens. So got that 1-6-5 and then ended up 13th place overall, which was top third. And I'm pretty happy with that, given I'd not playtested the list, and it's pretty strong feeling.
It's like you were saying, going in, your objective was to get top half.
Objective was to get top third. Yeah, fair. I learned a lot from it. And five games was hard, but I learned a lot from it. I enjoyed it, had a good time. And I definitely like that list. Now I've got some really good ideas going forward. So, you know, for me, it was well worth taking that rather than trying to take some like Y-wing spam or, you know, TRCs and eight YT2400s and saying, well, I know this is a good list and I'm going to win the teenage nail polish dice. But I'm not going to enjoy myself. I thought I'd rather, you know, I enjoyed myself. So, so I was pretty happy with that. And, what are you going to say, Matt? What have you got to say?
I was just saying, maybe if you held something in your hand, you'd appreciate it.
You'd understand that.
I appreciated that on Thursday when I played Ricky, and all he could roll on them was accuracies and no hits. So I was like, great, you could lock all of my defense tokens, but you don't do any damage.
Because it was a bad play, it was because of blue dice.
Yeah.
All blue dice, they were just rubbish.
So next year, you know, don't get top 8 regionals.
Yeah, sorry.
Why didn't you just use your regular dice, maybe?
Because I took them out.
I didn't say.
So yeah, that was my day.
So if you couldn't guess where Ricky came in the standings by all these comments about funky dice,
new shiny dice. Yeah.
What did you come?
I come 8.
Ooh.
Yes, just in there. I thought I'd lost it as well.
By less than 60 MOV. As well.
I know it wasn't even by points. It was I drew with someone.
Paul O'Boyle and Stephen Gage. But Stephen Gage had more
than three of us all with the same points. Well, shit, just
not that Matt's great like, movie. Not that Matt's got the final standings on the background of his phone or anything. It's like framed on his wall.
I'm trying to
above his bed that he looks at before he goes to sleep every night.
I'm trying to remember
from submarine.
My opponent's names. That's the key part.
I have to admit, apologise. I didn't remember.
Yeah, I'm bad at remembering.
It's just me then that had the common decency to ask people's names and remember them then.
I asked names on the day.
Just so we're clear. You guys are just out to win, massage your egos.
I think it,
some of us are here to have fun and meet people and play games.
It comes with old age. as youngins can't take the time to learn names.
Note taking something.
It's interesting the difference between where he won a regional last year and the comments he made after that, and the comments he makes this year after shall we say, not winning a regional.
That's what I say, I've got nothing to prove.
Or winning some shiny dice.
Anyway, so Ricky, what was your objective? Where did you want to come?
I want to come top eight.
Top half, top eight.
Top eight.
That's a bold objective.
It was.
How did that go for you,
Ricky? I got top eight.
Cool, Ricky's done.
I won't go over the first game because there's no point repeating how it went with Chris.
Yeah.
But I went with the similar list that I went with on the summer tournament with probably a few changes, just being that I saw how good strategic was. So it was a no-brainer, chucking a couple of the the VC. It's not VCX.
VCX 100s.
Chucked in two of those, and I chucked in the named bomber from Caridian Conflict. I forget her name. She is good though.
Is it Nora Wexley?
It is Nora Wexley. Yeah.
So I flying a Y-wing here, unlike X-wing.
So it's flying an R. Sorry, what's the list?
So I went with one MC-80 with Defiance. I took Yavaris with the standard...
Yavaris laid out.
Yes. Two Hawks, three Skurks, a Nora, two VCXs, I think that was it, really, for the squadrons. I didn't have any kind of defending.
You had two Hawks, didn't you?
Yeah, two Hawks. Just, so I did. I just pure bomber. Make sure you get
that bomber combination is so lethal because I shut you down as best I could, but I think you had one turn with two of them.
Yeah,
two of them shot
twice
ammunition twice, so four shots,
and it did,
and basically got me down to like two damage. And most of my tokens all gone. Yeah. It's crazy.
And with the missions as well, I went similar to you. Oh, because I took,
when one volleys, you can, what, get
you lose
three
shields,
damage.
You lose the shields, yeah.
She just strips you down and you can't redirect.
For people who are listening, Nora Wexley is a named Y-Wing, and her ability is any friendly bombers at range one.
Yeah, gain
the ability, as a crit effect, remove a shield. Right. So, due to time window, if you roll a crit, you get to remove a shield, and then you apply that crit as damage anyway.
Yeah, you do. So plus one damage.
Yeah, so every crit you roll is plus one damage.
And that's amazing against the shields, because your normal crit effect does nothing against the shields. Yeah.
So you get to do that twice as well with your Varus, or three times. It's just, you strip their shields, they're redirecting what they can, they have no shields
left. Six times if you have a squadron token on your Varus.
Yes. So it's quite a good combo, and it worked really well. Missions-wise, so advanced gunnery. Same reason as Chris, Defiance, and you just don't pick advanced gunnery.
No one picks that.
No one picked it, surprisingly, on the whole tournament.
Sensible. Listen in, Sam.
Fleet Ambush was the other one. Because I knew I'd probably win that as well.
Fleet Ambush, yeah.
And
I'm not sure about that. Did anyone pick it?
No one picked it.
No, it doesn't matter then.
And since I went first three times, I think.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to go.
With no bid.
With one bid, yeah.
Yeah, the bids are weird. I don't think I've bid anyone who bid more than four. I won every.
You basically either go nothing or big these days.
I won every bid by at least 14.
What was your bid?
Like 16.
Jesus.
It's just something you can even need. The problem with our group is we do try to outbid each other, and we're just going further and further.
I just got fed up with all my listeners and just bid 400 because I got fed up with trying to.
There were regionals because I was checking a little, with people talking and stuff, and like there was like three or four guys running like bids of 14 to 16. But it was me and the guys who run Demolisher. Yeah. But we'll come to that.
Yeah, I think my second game was against someone that had a high bid. I do not know their names. I think you played them as well because it had two Demolisher. Oh, not two Gladiators, three Transports, well, Gazantes, and a load of Squadrons.
He had the Regionals, though.
Yeah, he'd been to two Regionals already. Came six in Nationals or something, I remember.
Did he? Oh,
yeah.
Fair.
He picked SensorNet, but don't think you read it properly from when we started because he'd never played that one either before.
I've never read it properly.
And it is a bit of a shock to say that they were staying in play.
Oh, right.
Now, he wrecked me. He actually destroyed me. I won 6-5.
Yeah, exactly. It's my last game because SensorNet, you get so many points.
I had so many.
When he played against me, he chose Planetary Ion Cannon. And he had more strategic. Alfred, my strategic, moved all the tokens away.
I made a mistake. I would have won bigger. I'd not played SensorNet either. And I keep putting him in the wrong place, literally in front of him. I don't know why I did it.
Because it's when you activate, you claim the tokens.
Yeah, if you're within one. So SensorNet is if you're, when you activate, if you're within one, distance one of one or more tokens, you nominate one token, you get a victory token for that, so you get 15 points. You then nominate one, you nominate one. That you've claimed effectively, and your opponent gets to move it up to four if they're first player, or up to two if they're second player. So four is like too far, but second you can just grab it back with a strategic. And there's often, if you put your ships right and you get one in the middle, like the number of times I had one and a guy was like, the guy's playing just like, right, well, I literally can't move that anywhere, that you can't get it, you're not going to just move back onto it, or another one of your ships isn't going to get it again this turn.
No. Because I was trying to claim them all. I wanted everything, that was a mistake. I should have just put his.
You've got
to
let one go. Yeah,
I should have just took two of them. I put them behind him. And
yeah, definitely.
Go.
Yeah,
and that cost me a lot. And I'm a terrible person at not firing my anti squadron. I always forget.
the amount of kills I get off a rebel transport just because people forget, and especially when you spread that. I mean, that's how I'm killing defenders at the moment. It's just like, there you go.
You can do lots of damage with them flotillas for sure.
Yeah.
Is it just the flotillas you're forgetting?
Everything.
I reminded you in our game, you absolutely hosed my Because
your virus has got
out
of crazy.
Two blues, yeah.
Defiance just like hosed my Ewings.
I think it was on the next game as well, and I literally fired three red at someone at long range from Yavaris, and there were so many bombers but so many of their squadrons.
And they just evaded you or something.
Yeah, I could have just got two shots on so many of theirs. Yeah. A silly mistake. That was a mistake I was making throughout the day with the anti-squadrons.
So many but mistakes you came
to. I made 200 points on 70.
Don't you
miss. Yeah, don't you miss.
195, I think it was. That was a great, great amount of points.
So that's step one, pick your virus. Step two, win.
There is no step three.
No, step one is pick admonition.
Step two, get salty.
You didn't beat my virus that other time.
No, no, there we go.
I just know the first step is don't choose interdict it.
But you're still going to.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. So that was your third game?
Third game was against Rebels, I believe. And it was, I think it was a couple of MC-30s and MC-80 and just three VCXs, if I remember right.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
they got a lot of hull, but they're heavy, so they can't pin.
I thought this was like going to be easy. So again, I picked fire lanes. And I nicked those tokens straight away back because I did my trick. I managed to get them twice back. I couldn't get one of them, so that was it. He had those from the beginning. And he just keep bouncing them from one to another. They were literally on the back line the whole time. I couldn't touch the two of them. So I had one, and he was just getting 2 points off me, 2 points, 2 points. So
fire lanes.
Yeah.
How come you didn't get both?
I think you had more strategic.
He spread them out.
You didn't even engage in that game. It was just six rounds of, okay, who's got...
I went and smashed his fleet.
That's good. Okay, cool. I want to hear more about that.
Yeah. What was he getting fire lanes with? What, he had transports?
He just had those three VCXs. And yeah, he just had the transports relaying them.
But what did he have in gunnery range for the fire lanes tokens?
I think it was... a transport with a gun.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Ricky, that's...
I know. The combat refit with one dice.
Yeah. That's embarrassing.
My brain's fried. It was
the combat refit is basically a guy with like a sniper rifle hanging out the window.
I won one. He didn't get one token because it was just out of arc of the side because there's no gun.
None on the back, yeah. Yeah.
So that was... But that was... I destroyed his fleet in the end and I won quite high on that. I think it might have even been 10.
Yeah.
My fourth game... I can't honestly remember. It was getting so tough at that point. What did I go against? I'm going to just say I won another game after
were
that.
Were you above me at that point? I can't remember where you were. No, you guys were behind. Matt and Ben were behind me. You must have been a couple of tables down, I think.
What do your notes say?
My notes. Oh! I'm going to apologise to whoever I played on the fourth game because I honestly... I can't remember.
What did it even have?
Can't remember.
Rebels Imperials. What game were you playing? What system? Do you know that?
Accidentally played Destiny for a round.
I must have been asleep for a round because honestly, I cannot remember that.
And you're tuned in to Comms Noise, the Star Wars The Minor podcast.
Well, we can't remember who played. I do remember the last game, though.
Go on, last game. I know.
I apologise.
Dismal performance, Ricky.
I played the one, Kevin, the one that went on to win.
On the last game.
I guess you didn't win on that one then.
I didn't win that one, unfortunately. I played so badly. And he played great. I didn't play well. I wanted to go big. I did major mistakes that it's I rushed
often,
in.
So often the way I find games go wrong for me is when you try and go all in.
Yeah, that's what Ben was saying on his last game.
If you find yourself going all in and killing everything, happy days, but yeah.
It didn't work out well.
Well played.
The thing I thought about Kevin's list, I'll come back to the point, is like often you get a high concept list, you get a conceptual list, which is like what mine was. But his very much was like, it almost like he played it and refined it and played it, refined it and refined it and refined it until it had all the pieces that he needed to do almost everything for every situation. But it's not this, you just go, right, I'll have all of that in. It was like, it had clearly been like play tested and built up.
There were like multiple win conditions for it.
Well, he just had all the pieces. Like, against me, everything I did, he had something to counter me. Yeah, he just seemed to have all the pieces, a really well balanced list. I don't know what you thought about it, Ricky. I thought it was a really good list.
I thought it was a really good list as well. Yeah. I managed to kill his victory, but it cost me heavily. And his it was a demolisher, wasn't it, as well?
He had the demolisher.
Tooled out one. Like,
tooled out demolisher. And he had the victory had two ECMs and flight controllers on it. And that was it, yeah.
Could not even stop that at all. But I couldn't even remember the point. If there was one dice that didn't need to do damage, the intel, one of my hawks.
Yeah.
If he had missed, I would have been able to Yavaris the VSD around earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Bombers would have survived, possibly. I might have still lost, or I may have lost not as big, but rushing in, I could have just sat in the corner. I could have been second player. I may have been smashed as well, being as he had Gladiator.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things I thought about.
He had first player against me. He won the coin toss, and he had that Gladiator absolutely massacred admonition. Mm. Like, it came in and it stopped me from even moving past. So it came in. I waited for admonition so that I could get him. He managed to get it with the Gerald and the engine techs right in my front arc. I couldn't even get over it because he parked it at such a distance. So I had to bump him, and then he just went first next turn, double arc me. And then fucked off. That's he played it really well. There's nothing you could do to stop that demo. Nothing you could do.
So it was a good last game. I lost 8-3, and many things I know I did wrong. But he played it super well. Can't fault him on that. And he deserved the win.
Worthy winner. Even though they didn't play the last.
But to be fair, I think everyone would have flipped.
I think fair enough. They're in the same car. They played each other a lot.
Yeah, they don't want to take. They got 3 hours to get home.
So 1 and 2. Guys, it was supposed to go into a top 2 cut, but they ended up just flipping a coin.
Because it was like 10:30 by that point?
It was half 10, yeah. It was like, we started at 9:30, so yeah, it was 13 hours.
Yeah.
It's glorious 13 hours. Fun and frolicking.
If they'd have played another game and that had gone to time.
3 hours long.
Because do you get 3 hours for the last the cut?
Yeah, you get even more.
You get an extension in the cut. Yeah.
I feel so bad for the guy that had to stay behind and look after.
I bet they were really happy that they didn't.
Yeah,
they didn't. They didn't encourage them. But when they said, "Oh no, mate, we're flipping a coin," nobody said, "No, sorry, you have to play this properly." Yeah. "Oh, are you okay then?"
Are we going to get in trouble with that now?
Okay, that's why.
I mean, they did play. They did play their cut until 3 in the morning. If FFG have
got a problem, they should see that as feedback for their tournament setting isn't suitable for the European market as much as they want to make it. As much as you want to make Europe the same as America,
maybe they do have to restrict it.
You just can't do it.
If they just said 32 players.
You can do it at a convention. If you run a regionals at a convention, it's fine because people are there, they're staying. But you run it at Cardiff Nationals where the people who've come the furthest have come 2.5 hours drive. Most people have come 20 minutes or an hour's drive. People just, it's just no,
yeah, not right. Not.
Yeah, it's too much.
Or maybe we're just old.
Yeah, I'll clearly.
That's young and
it did destroy me the next day. I won
3 more games on the day.
My back out there on the Sunday. Just stood up for the 5 games.
Yeah, my back was killing me. My back was absolutely.
How do you lean over the table?
Well, our games did go to timeout. We didn't just get tabled in by turn 3. So. We didn't just get interdicted shot off the table and then lose.
I never lost the interdicted all day. And all my games went six rounds.
Were you just like spam engineering?
No, I wasn't spam engineering. It keeps it range.
Oh, fair.
It keeps a range. If you haven't dented it,
are
you
I suppose the way I play my current like fun list. Well, actually, list that I find fun. Like you kind of end up closing quite fast anyway. So the engaging at range thing is a bit weird for me.
Yeah, it engages at range, and the Arctens. I lost the Arctens, and
they're weird. The Arctens, they're a little. They're not quite as squishy as I want them to be as a predominantly rebel player. But they also pop.
If you get them in close range, you can get them.
They've done some serious damage to me in various casual games.
Yeah, no, they're once they were the reds with Vader slave turrets and Constrict fire order.
Yeah, that's the one.
You can spit out a lot of damage, particularly like Jonas. Jonas with money all day. Like being like, "Oh, you've got a flotilla, have you?"
I think Jonas and Vader together.
Yeah. My only problem with them is their.
What do you think? Like taking like maybe like 4 of them, like just like some flotillas as a basic ice cover.
Yeah,
and then just spam them. I've seen a lot of people like have take 2, which is either they bought 2 or they bought 1 or borrowed 1. I think so. I don't know. Like you can always
you can spam like 5 or 6.
I think you can have 6 plus Vader.
That would be disgusting.
The fighter cover is awful. You're going to get
But then, what does that matter? If you're rolling 20 rerollable red. Well, no, what is it? It's 3 plus slave turrets plus concentrate fire, 5. So you're rolling 30 rerollable red dice.
You try and get them to pick per turn. Opening salvo.
And that's assuming you've only got one. You only have the one arc.
You might lose one, so you're still doing 25.
They can
it's a lot of dice.
It's a lot.
They're 2 clicks. At speed 1, they're 2 clicks, aren't they?
They're two clicks at whatever that last draw is.
Nothing and two clicks at the end.
So you can swing that off pretty well. Like it's got quite a broad line. It's over there now.
Yeah, okay. they were the ones.
You can't really get behind it too easily.
That's what Jajera came with. So I guess
they got the good end of the stick with Wave 5.
Yeah, they needed it after Wave 4.
We don't like Phoenix Home. Let's put that one in. I don't like Phoenix Home.
I love Phoenix Home. It's so easy to take out. Like,
you know, on the other side.
You see on the table, you're like, right, cool, that's going down. I might have to like turn 5 and I'll kill it.
With spitting on it.
Speaking of killing stuff.
Yeah, Kip, do you want to get on with it?
So yeah, I was hoping
have your humble brag and then
I didn't do that well.
And then we can all go home.
I wanted to I've been experimenting with different lists and trying out a little bit of fighters here and there. And the bit of the game that I like is the maneuver. So the thing that I like playing a lot of is the TRC Corvette, which is just a Corvette, you know, it's a Corvette A. So it's got, you know, two pedals at the front, one at the sides. Turbo laser reboot circuit, so I can use an evade token to turn that die to a double hit or a crit. Well, you can do it to a single hit as well if you want, but that would make no sense. Just because, you know, if you get your positioning right, your dice can't fail you. Yeah, in theory, which is nice because then I'm playing. My game plan's not going to be scuppered by an awful dice roll. It can still be made better by a brilliant one, meaning I don't have to spend my tokens. That's by the by. Okay, so I won't go to my objectives because they never came into play because I had a 16-point initiative bid.
So you went first on every rank?
I went first game. Every single game. I don't know anybody who had a bigger initiative bid than me on the day.
Was it 17?
16. So I had 3 Corvettes with turbo laser reboot circuit, one of which carrying General Kraken. You know, it's great. If you're going at speed 3 or higher, you can have structured. The amount of times I'd be like, oh great, so I can survive this, I'll just duck behind this rock, get cover, and they can't, and I've got cover anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'll just give them cover.
It matters not.
Yeah. So he was on one of the Corvettes, which is usually the one that was like going the fastest on the furthest flank, drawing the most fire. And I had MC-30 torpedo frigate with all the bits and pieces, so as ammunition and Lando and the rest, but not the new Blastors thing that I've seen. I'll go to that a bit in a minute though.
The old school ammunition.
Yeah. You know, the 89 turbo laser is just a really wreck for tillers. The amount of tillers I killed.
It's such a killer.
You just have lost. You've tore down an MC-30, but a Yavaris strike would just wipe him out. It doesn't matter how many.
Well, if you listen to my round one game about how it wrecked your Yavaris.
You're going to make a reroll on 2 dice of a bomber with Lando.
So I also had the transports with Bright Hope, that's Slicer Tools. Fighter wing, so using fighters to try and keep the dreaded Ryan Balls and Yavaris shenanigans off me. I had Shara Bay because she refuses to die and people refuse to attack her. Tycho, because, you know, I can always get him out to pin when I need to pin. Corran Horn, because Corran Horn's the best Star Wars character ever and I play him in everything.
Okay, you were running
it. He's barely.
And he's a speed.
Isn't that one book.
He's been in like 15 books.
Loads of random books that nobody's read.
He's got.
He dressed up as.
He's not in any of the films. He's
right.
Not
we should all mock me for having niche hobbies.
No. But I'm just saying, isn't he your like Star Wars hero?
He is my Star Wars hero.
Yeah.
You've got a poster of him.
There isn't one of him. He's that obscure. He's like a hipster Star Wars guy. I had a generic YT-2400 and a generic Quidditch Rogue, and I had a Lancer class pursuit craft, which is the new one. It's also Rogue and a bomber, so it's kind of like a flip on the YT-2400. So I had three Rogues.
Why did you not go for 2 2400s just to try the Lancer out?
One, I don't own them.
You could have asked.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. But also, I wanted to have Lancer.
Just try it out.
Yeah. So basically, you know, if I've only got 2 of the things that aren't Rogue. They can be run by the Slicer Tools transport. It's going to speed 3 to Slicer Tools stuff up. So it kind of does them as it goes in. And after a few rounds, they're probably dead anyway. So that's fine. I've got 3 Rogues. They can just break off and start bombing stuff. So having one with bomber.
Chase the flotilla to its doom or something.
Well, just, you know, you're sometimes trying to sneak away. You're just like, yeah, here's 3 more hits as you go every 10th round. So, yeah, it's quite a good fun list. A maneuverous list and a high speed list, which I really like. So round 1, I played, I think it was Andrew Christian. It'll be Andrew Christian, who he had shiny dice from last year, shiny dice from this year. I was thinking, great. So I have a nice, easy first round. No, not at all. And he was running Recon, Yavaris, because, you know, reasons. Luke Skywalker, Wedge Antilles.
That's an old school Recon.
Nora Wexley, a couple of B-Wings, and Jan Olsen the Hawk. Mm. And he also had. He had a Liberty style MC-80. And he had 2 transports running Bomber Command. He had this big wedge of stuff and all moves together and tries to kill your stuff. So I picked Hyperspace Assault. because thinking, okay, great, Urawa's going to come behind, it's going to wreck something, but then he's dispersed. You know, he's also down activations first turn.
Yeah.
Apparently used against me quite nicely by Rookie. So that's why I'm not trying against him. So I tried to kind of block off the area behind Admonition. I didn't quite manage it. So Urawa's managed to go in. So basically, the way the Mana Strikes works is you get your Fightable and your Transport, run up the centre, slice stuff, draw fire, pin all their bombers so they can't kill your fun stuff. You get the flagship TRC, and the other TRC only flak one way, and the MC-30, and the other TRC flank the other side. You kind of pencil them out, and you kill absolutely everything. Or you kill some stuff and run away at high speed. So the Kraken put in damage off you, and stop until it's ever been able to hurt you, except that one time they killed the flagship. So yes, your Urawa drops in behind Ammunition, with its like 3B wing or 2B wings, a bomber, and Shara. At which point I start doing the Ammunition thing, like, oh, I see you've rolled hitting a crit off your bomber there.
Yeah.
Which would be 3 damage with the Shara's crit. So yeah, kill that off. So in the end, I only took 1 whole damage off Luke, and I lost 7 shields, but still in the fight. Yeah, going at speed 4. So I got away with that. And then next turn, managed to land it between both of the flotillas. As a TRC Corvette just by itself, kind of like double arcing out of its back.
How come he didn't just chase you with the bombers to finish you off then?
So I killed Jan. This is the key. This is the biggest mess up I did. I came in, killed Jan, going, yeah, great, now you're engaged. And then I forgot Recon means that it lives. So, he only had the 1 intel.
Can't afford to do that anymore.
So I took one round of Uraris hammering, and then Elder Squadron pinned up on myself. So yeah, he's gonna win the fighting game anyway. But they were pinned enough to let my psychic ships kill everything.
And you killed Jan by sniping?
No, I just jumped in with like everything and was like, bam, kill it.
Where was Luke and Wedge?
They were at the back, they didn't hyperspace in. They were coming up front. They were kind of waiting for me to go into it with the swarm.
Right.
And that sounds like a bit of a risky play by him then
to
hyperspace Jan in without escort.
Mm.
Yeah. But using Recon for it, and I think he didn't see quite the threat my squadron's had.
Probably thought.
Again, it's a small amount of fighters that they got a little bit of second to them. But so, yeah, was it? I think it was round 3. I killed both flotillas, 1 out of each side arc. 2 of TRCs were at this point double arc in the MC-30. It was only speed 1, so it was just getting like 2 TRCs every turn. And the other TRC, just out of its, like double arcing out of its back, killed your Varus in 2 turns by itself. but he played it very well, and I felt a little bit bad, but it was a 10-0 in the end. Because I killed everything and I lost some fighters. Round 2, what's the name of the guy? This is the guy whose name I actually genuinely forgot. He had a repainted fleet, very similar. He had Uvaris, Recon, an MC-80 Liberty Style Cruiser, two flotillas. And I don't know if he didn't have Uvaris, he had a Pelter instead of Uvaris. So take the last list, swap out Uvaris for a Pelter. But it was the one with the black dice. Wasn't the Squadron 1, had like Squadron Command 1.
Mm.
And
cheap one.
Yeah, he had Skurgs and B-Wings and 10 num and stuff. So I engaged very cagey, like 1 A-Wing on the right flank.
How did that perform as well? Because I really would love to use 10 num, but I don't...
It was cool, but because I was running only 5 fighters and one of them had Snipe, I was able to have them so dispersed.
Yeah.
10 num sounds amazing.
It does, but I don't know.
I almost ran him just to deal with Ben's
compared to Mola or...
I don't know. You've got to have reroll on him. You can get with Torrenfer, but then you're really close.
Mm.
You've got to stay close to Torrenfer.
True.
You can't go out.
I guess it's not as effective.
It's just like Nim was rubbish until he got rerolls.
Mm-hmm.
But this game we played most wanted. So I put it on. I picked it. So I was thinking, okay, right, you've only got 2 ships that can use most wanted, and I made sure he was aware of the errata saying that his squadrons don't get it.
Yeah.
So he put it on one of my Corvettes that wasn't. I think so. Anyway, the left flank was a bit close to the board edge. We turned all his gunships to face them, try and pin them, which didn't work to mischief. So the flagship, Kraken just came in, range 1, double arc on the front of the Liberty, and just hooned off a load of his shields. Meanwhile, the MC-40 at speed 4, MC-40? MC-30. The MC-30, that was going speed 4, again, turn 2, killed both flotillas, and then it and the slicer tools just chased Liberty. So it could regen, it couldn't have. The Pelter died to inconsequential, like TRC fire. He did kill the most wanted one. He almost got away, but he just, it's most wanted, and he just killed it. But that was 10-0 as well. He killed a few of my squadrons as well.
10-0s all around.
10-1s.
10-1s. 10-1s, but
get the scoring right.
Yeah, sorry, 10-1s. Round 3, I played Chris Green. He was playing with his Rhyme Ball, Demolisher, VSD, 2 flotillas with Jerjerod. And you know, I thought, okay, right, Rome was the last one what I want to see. But hopefully my squad will keep it off me long enough. So basically, this is the one I got. This is the one I got a bit salty in. I did apologise to the guy at the time because we timed out end of round four. Fair play to him. Like, I was giving him some very tricky choices to make. We played unarmed station.
Yeah.
So I've got to kill them both to get any points. So I've got to kill one to make it even.
40. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it was end of turn four. He had some awful bomber dice.
Did he put them together or split them up?
Put them together.
Yeah.
So he had some awful bomber dice in his defence. But I'd lost two corvettes. I'd taken so much damage, like lost over half my fleet by the end of round four. But I got through the Rhine Ball. It couldn't do much to hurt me anymore. I killed one station and I had double arc. My MT-30 had a close range shot out one side onto Jerjaw Gazanti. I had a close range shot out the other side to kill last station, so I've had like a 130 point swing. I mean, you might have killed a Corvette still, last Corvette, get 50 points back, but I lost that one 7-4. But in theory, I could have won it 7-4. So I was a little bit salty. I apologise to my opponent for that. Because he played it very well, and his dice, you know, he could have been salty about the dice as well.
Mm.
But it was a bit gutting when going in against Ryan Ball, you're going to take a lot of pain,
yeah,
and you're going to get your points. Turn 5 to 6.
Game, yeah.
So when I didn't get, I mean, he did offer to give me the 80 point swing for the station because it was obvious it would have got annihilated. But you know, we'll play by the rules, as you know, we were taught at the start of the day.
Yeah,
fair enough. But no, good game. Then round four, ended up playing against Benega and hit another Rhyme Ball. So I got beaten by Rhyme Ball 7-4. So into another Rhyme Ball. This one, I won't dwell on it too long, but I thought this was a great play. I managed to draw his Rhyme Ball out to hit one of my Corvettes. Lost two shots at the front, took two whole damage, but I let that happen on purpose because I kept my tokens. And the next turn, I landed it, taking initiative, onto the station, repairing one of the whole damage and obscuring that, like one of the shieldless hull zone.
Right.
So I made him have to use his entire turn's bombing again on the same Corvette to get the kill. So I drew two turns of, because he had such an alpha, like of his fighters, like my fighters weren't doing much. So I took two turns of Rhyme Ball to kill one Corvette. I got the rest back around the side. Again, trying to kill flotillas. And I managed to get both flotillas, killed a number of squadrons.
You put the shield, the side with no shields, you hit it so you can get the
So it's obstructed shots. So effectively no damage came out the first turn.
So we had to kill the
other. You had to go for another shield zone.
Wear the shields down on a different zone.
Exactly. The trouble was this Rhyme Ball, I got through it, didn't have quite enough firepower left. I got a couple of inopportune crits off of debris that I had to take to get the position right.
Yeah.
But he got away with it and he won it 9-2. It was a hard fought 9-2. I had one Corvette running for two turns.
Yeah, I came in at the end because I was the table behind you, so I got that game. I came in at the end after I finished my game and was just watching men chase that Corvette. And you were desperately trying to like get, no, you're not in that arc, and you know what, it was, you were both, and I was like thinking, guys, like this is clearly over, like just, don't worry about it. Fighting to the bitter end.
It's surprised on one whole point. But no, it was a good game. But then I had the best game of the day, which was the round five against Nigel Gray, the guy I talked about earlier. And he was running Kraken as well. So I got Kraken, three TRCs, an MC-30, and a flotilla. He had Kraken, two TRCs, an MC-30, and a flotilla, but also a Pelter. He had a load of A-wings, and I think two VCXs. So we had a very similar list. And we were joking around last night. It was great. You know, really, really, really friendly guy. Talking about how, alright, Kraken, you know, TRC Kraken versus TRC Kraken, no one's going to get a shot. Okay, so employment wise, we chose Capture the VIP, which I don't know if you're familiar with.
Yeah.
There's a token they play
to. I played it.
Okay, cool. So it's a really cool, anyone's listening.
It's really thematic, it's cool. Especially, I'm not sure about competitively.
For anyone that's listening, there's a token, and it can get picked up by ship activation at range one of it. I'll pre-see the card. A ship activation at range one of it can pick it up. It's then on that ship. If that ship dies, the player that kills a ship plays it at range one of that ship.
Yeah.
So you can save all the information and pick it up again next go.
Yeah.
But so basically, yeah, it was quite cool because he could put VCX out, threw it back into his Rebel Transport, but was, I think it was Bright Hope probably, that was carrying his Jet General as well, just like speeding up at speed three. So my MC-30 goes, okay, cool.
I love that.
So he's trying to set up a four turn like course at turn at speed four. But it was really cool because we were both going so far. So basically, he had one Corvette on one flank. And his MC-30 on the other. I put all three of my Corvettes against his Corvette and my MC-30 against one of his Corvettes and an MC-30. So start of round two, I shot his one of his Corvettes at short range with my MC-30 because that's how fast these lists were going. It was incredible. Yeah. We had almost touching end of round one.
Nice.
Got away a little bit, so I had to throw Tycho across to put in the last killer and killed it. didn't get much on him, 17, 13, swooped round, like turn four, got the VIP back, because the VIPs were 50 points. But I think it was round three, my three TRC Corvettes killed his one TRC Corvette, and then he just kind of swung round, killed the Pelter, other bits. But the interesting point was his MC30 had blast doors, so I had current chasing it, not realizing I had blast doors. And so I couldn't kill this thing full time. It was just like, I pumped so much fire into it.
Blast doors are so good on those things, I think.
Completely. But it was a really good, fun game. You're really, really friendly player. Kraken can't hit Kraken. But, we had eight ships going speed four at one point. It was absolutely ridiculous.
With your 16-point bid, can you put a 2-point Jaina's Light title?
I took Jaina's Light off.
Oh.
And because the way I've been playing recently, and when I was playing Squadronless TRC with Maydeen and Liberty,
there
was 100% correlation over two tournaments and like number of casual games between me winning the bid and me winning games. Every time I won the bid, I won the game. Every time I lost the bid, I lost the game.
Right.
So this time I was like, I set my limit as like I'm not hitting 15. It's got to be at least 16.
Right.
So I lost Jaina's Light to that. But there was I think there was at least two or three players there who placed fairly highly, running 15-point bid demolishers.
Right.
Now demolisher doesn't need it as much, but nevertheless, you'd lose the initiative on it, so tricky. But it was a good play, and I won that one 9-2, which was just enough. It turns out to throw me up into fifth place, so just one shy of the shiny ruler. But no, I'm very pleased to come that high because I was hoping to get top third, so getting the top eight, I was very, very, very happy with.
Yeah,
it's good list, Kraken TRCs.
It's funny.
I used to run TRCs for ages, but got bored of the auto wins. So
the auto win.
No, I do. It's good. You're going to see a lot of it at tournaments and stuff. But yeah. I used to play it without going second, so going first without MC30 as well. But you've added in. It definitely makes it really good at getting the bigger wins.
It's the most fun game, the most fun list that I've played, because I'm trying to have a more rounded list that can snipe some out and get away. So the trouble is, the two lists where I would have tried that were against Rhyme Balls, and a speed four with range two, you can't avoid
it. What can you do to make that list better against Rhyme Ball though?
I think better fighter cover, but you've got to sacrifice somewhere.
You can't have all your stuff and a great beard and better fighter.
Exactly. If you drop that's the great part about list building in the game.
Yeah, you got
to say about like the guy that kind of won it, like it was clearly taped up list. I think I'd probably drop the Lancer, put in a YT2400 as well, just survive a little bit longer, a little bit better anti fighter.
Lose a point off your bid.
But also play better. I mean, I'd only been playing with fighters for the 2 weeks beforehand, after a year break of using them, and used fighters for like a year. So there was a couple of times like I misplayed the fighters. I was getting the hang of it over the course of the day, but. He showed a lot in the first game. It's like, kill Jan. It's like, oh, yeah, but I got Regan, so no, you don't pin anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, great, so I'm going to lose my MC30. But no, because Admonition is amazing. I think Admonition got about 75% of my kills.
So good.
The MC30 is so much fun. And I missed, because I didn't have anything like close range killy in this list. It's like setting up that close range shot and then getting the double up and then taking something down. You're like, so satisfying.
Well, I ran an MC30 when I first got it and absolutely hated it. So I tried it as a basic and I absolutely hated it. It just kept going.
That depends where the meta is at the point, though, doesn't it?
And I should note, I had an MC30 in my list and I went second every day and it was not nearly so much fun.
Yeah.
I just tried all the time to get it out of arcs, try and escape it. It was always like on the edge, even though it was Admonition. Didn't have Lando on it, which I should have done, but it's dicey. It is really dicey.
Yeah, because it's not Demolisher. If you're second, you can't.
Because it's not Demolisher.
It doesn't have a Braze.
Exactly. No Braze.
I thought foresight with Kraken was incredible, because even if someone trying to engage me long range, it's like, okay, right, so you've lost. So say you get four lights at long range, maybe you're an arc or something. You lose one to Kraken, you're down to three. You lose one off me using an evade, down to two, and you lose one off of me burning that evade token to take it down. So you've lost a random one. I've taken off your best two dice.
How are you using two dice?
So I've got four ammunition. So you use the evade to kill one and then burn that evade with ammunition.
Yeah,
So all of a sudden they've lost three out of their four tank dice.
Oh, it's good.
And against bombers, you got a big hit.
That's one of the things though. When that came out, everybody thought Foresight was the one, but Foresight has not stood the test.
If you've got Mothma,
it's still good.
If you've got Mothma,
Foresight's
brilliant.
Yeah, I really rate that. Foresight's
still really good. That Ammunition list, is just better.
Yeah. Mon Mothma list that I face with two NT30s. Should have a go with that, because that probably stands better to round balls.
That's how you do it.
It's the Corvettes that hate round balls.
And the Rogues, the YT2400s, they can sort of jump in there.
I mean, with all kind of games, I'm all about, you can only play so well. At a certain point, you have to hope your opponent messes up.
Mm.
Obviously, you try and play better than them, but I'll be honest, aren't the best gamers.
There are some matchup dependencies, I think, in Armada as well. And I guess that's an argument for having more games
It's like my opponent in third round was saying.
Playing the game is judging the meta, isn't it?
But you can't. The thing with Armada, I think, especially at the moment, is it's very open. There's lots of stuff there. Yeah. There's the Recon, and there's the Rhyming Ball, but there's TRC Corvettes.
True. The list that won it had
just Demolisher, and none of those things really. There's a lot of stuff. You cannot prepare for all that meta. It's not like Paul Heaver winning the Worlds because he played something that beats Han Dash or whatever it was, because 65% of lists were Han Dash. You just can't do that in Armada.
Americans would be much more polarised. Apart from when we had that awful U-boat thing in the UK, but let's not get extra too much.
What I mean with judging the meta at the moment is you need to have something that can reliably shoot flotillas.
You need to have something that can also deal with strategic.
something
that can deal with Recon and intel. Something that can not get bombed out by Recon bombers or rival.
My opinion on Recon is just like, beat them so badly it doesn't matter, they don't have to die properly for me to win. That's what you got, really. there's always that awkward end of the term. It's like, I'm just like hugging myself and shivering as what they've been doing to me. Can you please remove the ships I killed them? Yeah.
Oh dear.
You get opponents come over like, oh, you get wrecked, and then like end of the round, the opponents just putting off every ship they've got.
Not getting that bad.
But the point I was making about opponents making mistakes, I've had it said in other game systems, but especially in Armada. Especially when opponents start taking a little while, and you start, if you could be a little bit faster. Usually they say, but it's really hard. If I go here, you kill me there, and if I go there, you kill me here. Yeah,
that's what makes it a great game. Decisions are so tight.
And that's why I like my list so much, because if you ignore admonition, it will kill every single thing in your fleet. Yeah. I've done that. Like, I think I had three games where it killed everything in their fleet by itself. But if you focus it, then the TRC got best.
Yeah, they'll do.
Yeah, because they kill for two as well. Because you've got three of them. All I do is ram you three times in one go.
That's the beauty of it. I was trying that, because I was trying to have the triple threat with the objectives and the MC30 and Defiance if I go second, and it worked okay, but it just wasn't quite strong enough to do well.
The backup where you can for tillers, where you just shoot so much that they have to burn
it just goes the scatters.
So I guess we should also mention that Ben, who's been in most of the episodes of this podcast.
Yes.
Who has the best Star Wars knowledge that I know.
Yeah. He took the same list that he took to the summer kit.
Last one he talked about on the podcast.
Which is like four Gazantes, an ISD.
And a Rhyme of
Blades. It's four Gazantes, ISD, five activations, and then a massive load of 134 points of bombers and
bombers and ties. It's like bombers, ties, and two intels.
Yeah, and he's got flight controllers to.
Yeah, and Rhymer. The only name is Rhymer. Everything else is just
he's
like.
He's got Mythyl as well.
Oh, yeah, Mythyl,
he had Mythyl
wrecked all my fighters in our game.
I don't know how he got in his. I think he got like one loss, one close loss, and three quite big wins.
Yeah, you got 9-2 against me.
Yeah, he got a couple of tens.
Didn't quite enough fire power.
He was top table going into turn five against Jane Perkins,
who wrote a pretty good write-up actually. Very interesting to see from his point of view.
I only read the first couple of rounds, but I remember Jamie a lot from my War Machine days. And he was a very accomplished War Machine player.
He's thinking the right things.
I can't remember if he won two or three UK Nationals in a row, but like for War Machine,
especially War Machine, so punishing.
One Temple Con as well. He's an exceptional player. Fair. Exceptionally good player.
I'd love to play his list, actually. Looked interesting.
And his list was brutal. very, very brutal.
List if you're playing to win at the region.
Ben was so shell-shocked. I think what stunned him was he built that list specifically
to address
Recon. Did Jamie play Recon?
No, it's Dodoma.
But it's specifically to address the MC-80, Yavaris, double-tapping fighters.
Yeah.
He specifically wrote it to Alpha Strike and address that, and then he still lost 7-4. I think he said he went in, because he was on, I think he was going to top two cut.
Yeah.
He had to win. He had to win big to guarantee he'd be in. So he went all in big.
Yeah,
fluffed it. Didn't kill Biggs.
Sounds like a pretty awful dice roll. But
yeah. And then got punished by a good player with Yavarez.
He finished today third or fourth.
I think he came fourth.
Yeah, fourth. Yeah. So remember, if I got one more point of damage in my last game, I'd have flipped with him on MOV. But everyone's got stories throughout David.
Luck comes in roundabouts. But yeah. I think Ben was disappointed because he specifically wrote that list to deal with that.
Yeah,
and then couldn't close off the day,
killing in Biggs the final. Thing.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't there. I don't know, but it does sound.
It's a shame when your last game goes away.
Had big disappointment.
Oh, get out! make like Ricky and Lee. Let me say goodbye.
No, Ricky's just here, really, really silent for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, good. That's not
so. Yeah. In summary, a pretty good day. It's got me pumped up for the next. Which got us. Bring Q1 kit coming up.
I enjoyed this regional to the extent that I'm now.
And where is that? Should we advertise it? Is it
still Bristol Independent Gaming? For all you people listening in Germany, Poland, Canada, it's only 8,000 miles away.
Florida,
Florida. Yeah.
We did have that guy from Germany who came across and wrecked us all.
He was on holiday.
Yeah, that's dedication.
He was on holiday and he in Birmingham, I think, and he popped down for the day. And if Bristol to play the store champs,
so if anyone
won it, beat us, yeah. And then Jim was going to give him the buy, and he went, "No, I've already got one. I can't have a second one."
Yeah, he's got
one from Germany. Yeah.
But he knew the rules to the point where he's like, "Yeah, I can't."
He was a smart player.
Well, you can't have a second one in a different country
anywhere. Yeah,
hey, right.
He was a smart player.
He was, yeah. That's how I got my.
He pointed out to me the interaction because I was that's when I was playing Intel Officer, TRCs. And he would point out, and I was going, right, I'll Intel Officer your brace, and then I'll flip my dice. And he was going, no, actually, if you look at the precise 11-step combat order, you have to actually flip your dice, then specify your Intel Officer, or something like that. And he was like, it's fine, it's no problem, do what you like in the order, but just so you know, it's the other order. And I was like, this guy is way above my level. Like, this guy's out of my league.
Because he had a German language damage deck.
That was amazing.
As someone was playing against
him. I had the Donner TRCs, and I was just pummeling his Motti ISDs. And yeah, he had to, every time I did a crit, it was four German damage, and he had to translate them. I could have been anything. Who knows?
Maybe he played you, Sam.
He beat me square.
Did you pick comms noise?
He beat me thoroughly. No.
What is comms noise in German? Anyway.
Comms noise is the one you always get.
No, in German.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know speak German.
I'm not even going to try that. It's going to be on public record.
This could be unfortunate.
But I mean, I enjoyed this regional. Like, I think the last game really helped. I mean, I was enjoying it all day. I had a bit of a salty moment at midday. But I enjoyed it so much to the point where, like, I wasn't, you know, I play X-Men more than I play Armada, but I genuinely am enjoying Armada a lot more right now. And I've been playing Armada at Europeans.
Yeah. It's very open. I think the meta, and aside from the fact that...
Especially get more than three games in a day. Yeah. That's key.
But aside from the fact that, like, there's multiple stuff that can be competitive. I think just because there's so much new stuff, so much flavorful characters, people are just trying stuff out for fun.
And
the top 10, 20 was all very similar, not similar lists, but there was five or six different archetypes of stuff. But I thought in the middle and to the bottom, there was all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
there.
It was cool.
Tons of different squadrons.
I wasn't quite well represented.
Well, that is because it's so terrible. So overcosted.
I was a little bit worried when I played Rika Nivaris two times in a row.
Yeah,
but I didn't see it after that at all.
No, and towards the top it's a bit more tight, but throughout I think because there's so much new stuff, especially the squadrons, people are just trying stuff out.
I also had my first game against Imperials in like 15 tournament games.
And the objectives keep it fresh as well. Yeah. In other game systems you just play, but the fact you've got objective for your list building.
Yeah.
Capture the VIP was the most fun.
This
little transport trying to get away. And it's like, no, I've got speed 4, mate, you're mine. Come here. it wasn't quite that aggressive. It was this beautiful long 4-turn arc. I shouldn't gesticulate so much because that's not going to work properly.
No, it doesn't come across on a podcast, really.
But
send me an email, I'll come round and demonstrate gesticulation.
Yeah. If you really want to do that,
I'll put a video of me waggling my hands in the air.
Overall, a good day and a fun regionals.
Yeah. Anyone got any thoughts? We'll wind it up briefly shortly. Anyone got any thoughts on what the meta is, what their next lists are, what they're going to do, what they've learned from that tournament?
I think the trouble is, though, how meta is, there's clearly some lists that are very, very good, especially when Popoa are good players. So you've got Benz, you've got your big rival, and you've got your Varus, Regan stuff. But you've got that bomber heavy, multiple intel, push bomber damage, you kill the stuff behind it.
Yeah.
I think I can tech against that, maybe use 10 numbs to just get loads of damage out, go full like fighter. But am I going to be having to work hard to scrape 6-5 wins against that list? Because getting 6-5 wins against that list, that's incredible. Because usually you're playing that at the top end. But am I going to get to the top end with a list like that? And two, am I going to enjoy it? And there's nothing I hate more than a mirror match. So what I don't want to do is like take that. And I've been doing it. It's so boring. Dice almost in a mirror match.
Yeah, so boring.
Yeah.
I think what you have to do, and I've been saying this a lot in the Hastings community recently as well, at least in Bristol anyway, I don't know about the rest of the country now. But you've got to look at what you personally enjoy about the game. And for me, it's that big picture, the outmaneuver, the flanking. So that's why I play fast, reliable, fast, fragile, but reliable ships. So I've tried running the big fighter wave, and it's fun. But for me, the fighters don't really do it. They sit there. They sit there doing techie stuff. And no, I want to be moving ships around and slamming broadsides and dodging the fronts of Star Destroyers. Like in the movie, you've got the Millennium Falcon, like, those Star Destroyers come together, he flips up, flips down, they all crash into each other.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. That's what I want out of my game. That's why I fly away, Andy. What do you guys think?
I agree, yeah. I generally do better when I fly stuff like TRC Corvettes because I'm generally better at that manoeuvring. But I do like the fighter game. I think I want to move back to Imperials for tournaments just to try them out.
Well, you've got the Karelian conflict to try that out, is it?
Yeah, I got two ideas. One is a mix between Architens spam and then like relay fighters. So you try and use the Architens to squadron or give them tokens somehow or something. To and then squadron through relay into defenders or something and just mix.
Defenders are brutal.
But I don't know what defenders have. Because I want to take Ozzel. Been doing really well with him in the campaign because you can just jump from 1 to 3 and down to 1.
Andy Campbell was running double ISD, Kazanti. He's been running that for a very long time. But with the new wave
put defenders
coming out, he's got defenders with shuttles just running around doing all dirty
good.
Work.
Yeah, so good.
It's good.
So
I'd like to know inside the mind of the designers and kind of know why Rebels only got relay 1.
Zubaris.
Oh, that's a good point. Damn you, Zubaris.
Same reason that flotillas don't have broadsides on the Rebel version.
Yeah, because of that.
Oh, yeah, that would be ridiculous. Yeah, we'd be absolutely retarded.
I think the meta's good. It's nice varied. I'm seeing less Recon nowadays. I think people are attacking against it. I'm seeing more Dodonna.
People get bored of
more Dodonna, so 10 people points, can max
10 points and more bombers.
This is what I like about Karelian campaign. Because like Recon is great in tournament setting where like, okay, my ship's dead. But now I can just like abuse it and get damage out of it.
Yeah.
But I've never liked planning a list where like the global buff that I have for my entire list relates to like, oh, so you've lost this.
But it's very, very effective with X-Wings.
Oh yeah.
Because like zombie X-Wings are ridiculous.
Yeah, and there's more unique.
The other list I think I might try, but probably terrible, but I want to explore it, is the 3 ISDs with Jigerod and then like point defence.
Yeah.
Reroutes. So you reroll your crits against squadrons, and the one where you get counter one against squadrons.
That'd be cool.
And then basically just try and just get three, and because it's Jigerod, you could do ridiculous power slides everywhere. So like even Corvettes and Abomination are not going to get too far away. If you do
like no squadron,
if you do ISD
Liberty versus Jigerod ISD 2.
If you do ISD ones, it's 330 for three. Then I think the two upgrades are 10 points. Per ship, so it's 360. So the Gerard is 383, and you've got 17 left for either a bid.
Two gunnery teams on two of them.
Yeah, and then advanced gunnery.
Leader on one of them.
And then advanced gunnery is your or something. I don't know, I've got to work it out yet. Because I would quite like to have one ISD-1 in the middle.
Yeah.
Because that can't have both of them because they're offensive retrofits.
Yeah.
Have one in the middle and just have the point defense rewrote on that, and then so that gets protected from too many bombers. If the bombers do come in to kill that one, they're getting triple anti-AA'd, so they're going to burn down quick. And then you've got that ISD-1 in the middle with the ridiculous front arc to just murder things and just point all three at something every turn and just blow it away, hopefully. I'm thinking of trying to develop it and take it to the Europeans, because my brain was fried after that, and it wasn't a hugely complex list. It was just get the tokens back and try and protect the fighters. 4 activations, 8 squadrons. three activations, no squadrons. It's going to be straightforward.
See, I
it's going to be a quick, do it, win big, lose big, go and enjoy the expo.
Yeah.
Not have my brain oozing out my ears. So we'll see. It might be terrible. It's clearly got weaknesses that, like, Rhyme of Ball can just play with it, I think, because point defence reroute doesn't happen at the medium range.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just going to get... It's going to be like, firing one blue dice for each one in the turn. It's not going to be pretty. But
you could use the
Cook philosophy, which is just kill the stuff pushing the Rhyme of Ball before the Rhyme of Ball kills you.
Yeah.
And hope for the best, sort of thing.
Have you ever seen one of those films, like Smoking Aces or something, where two guys start shooting each other in lift and they're both like slumped on the floor, just like emptying their clip into each other's gut at like half a metre away from each other? And I find a lot, sometimes you get into a game, you know the phrase, go fight in a lift. And you're both going to smack each other apart, but you just got to do it faster than they do it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. As long as you don't bleed out in a lift.
So we'll see. But I like where the meta is now. It's cool. There's a lot more balance and...
Oh yeah, completely.
I enjoy it. I don't think there's one thing you can take. Like, obviously the fighter control team Uvaris thing was pretty strong, but you can beat it. Like Ben definitely could win that game, I reckon, at least 5 times out of 10 with his Alpha Strike Rhyme Ball.
I've had a couple of ship heavy lists that have done fairly well against Uvaris, getting at least a 2-1 win loss ratio.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a ship that can suck the damage and then kill Uvaris. If that's a Liberty. Or if that's like an MC-30,
yeah,
I find that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you're right. You've got to be able to take it. Because
even the really heavy bomb lists, they do struggle to one round kill unless they've got like a super mega alpha and you've got literally no visor cover. You should be able to get a properly tooled up MC-30 or a properly tooled up Liberty to kill your virus.
Mm.
If they got Recon, yeah, you're probably gonna die off it. But you know, at least you've got the main part of the list out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely got a tech for Recon.
If you can think of a way to take out
Uvaris. Any listeners know, tell us.
Ask on a postcard too.
comsnoise@gmail.com.
I was going to give you out your home address, but that's just...
Oh dear. So, all in all, good regionals.
Very good regionals. Yeah. Very well organised.
Shame we couldn't go to... more, but I think if they're going to be like that, I wouldn't want to travel.
The Southwest could do some more games.
Not being
funny, but Firestorm is in a different country.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to the Welsh region on the Southwest.
It's Palatine or
it's not. I've got nothing against Wales, but don't tell the Welsh I said that.
But I'll be representing the Interdicted Meta at Dark 3 next weekend, I think. Hopefully.
Yeah.
as Matt stating publicly for the record, he will be winning the Dark Souls meta next weekend.
With Interdictor.
Yeah. You should have heard what he said about your mothers as well.
And people who live in London. overall good. And this is good. Let's wrap it up there.
Yeah, featuring dangerously to defending the entire world.
We said nothing bad about the Americans.
A shorter podcast. So next time we'll discuss our Corellian conflict, which is currently in round two.
So good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Love to hear any of your guys' comments on anything you've done in Corellian conflict or how you've been getting on. We will probably... This is a bit of a shorter episode. We will probably record again in a couple of weeks because we've been 5 or 6 since our last one.
It's Christmas.
So, yeah, family, Christmas, all that.
Could have stabbed them all in there.
Yeah. Destiny, Rebellion, awesome. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
X-Wing.
No.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, all those things are all cool. They're all good. All good. We'll wrap it up there and we'll catch you next time. Cheers. Cheers.
Oh yeah, cheers.
They didn't see your thumbs up, unsurprisingly.
You're going to leave that last bit in there.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Cheerio.